first item on our agenda for public hearings today is 2024-11 James Laughlin subdivision.
Thank you. This is a standard subdivision to divide 9.03 acres plus or minus into two single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County. The property is lying on the north side of Swain's Private Road, which is a private lane accessed off of Marshall Street, which is Sussex County Route 225. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 330, Map 11.17, Parcel 13.00. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Submitted into the record, we have a copy of the applicant's proposed subdivision plan, we have a copy of the applicant's soil evaluation report, we have a copy of the DELDOS service level evaluation response letter, we have a copy of the applicant's Chapter 99 9C response letter, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, we also have a copy of the DENREC approval letter of the applicant's soil evaluation report, and I would note that in total we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Is there anyone here representing this? Thank you. Give us your name. You may have the floor. Don't forget to turn. Yep, thank you.
My name is Robert Nash. I work for Mearstone Consultants, and I'm representing this project. This project was kicked up to a major subdivision from a minor, which I applied for because there were already four lots had been subdivided off this private road. Historically, this private road's been there for four decades anyhow. It also accesses a heavy industrial property in the back that is owned by Christian Excavating. What we're trying to do is just create one single family lot and the residue, which would be lot two, for purpose of sale. And I have the design considerations that I submitted. The existing terrain and surrounding landscape is not going to be affected as a single family home. There's no wetlands on the property. There are no natural or historic features on the site. Open space is not intended. I mean, it's a tight little subdivision anyhow. And there are no trees currently on the site, and there's one home and other properties in the area won't be affected. It has individual on-site water and septic, and I'm not sure, Jamie, if you have a letter of approval from conservation.
I didn't see.
Did you have it?
I have.
Oh, you have all of them, so okay. We can put all in the record, so thank you.
And it seems like a fairly minor thing for you don't have the site plan up there, but you can see what the property looks like. Right now, it's a fallow piece of land, and you can see across the tail end of it, you can see that construction site there, which is a heavy industrial site, and the other sites along there are single-family dwellings that have been there for a number of years. And that's all I have to say. Any questions?
If you'll have a seat, we'll see if anybody on the commission has any questions. Or you can just stand there if you like. Stand there and see if we have any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Butler.
So it's on a private road. I have no questions.
I actually don't think I have any questions for this one.
No questions, Madam Chair.
Do we need to get it on the record that it doesn't have any impact on the local schools? Isn't that one of the questions too?
Certainly. I mean, that's subdivision. One of the 99.9C ones. Okay. Does it have any impact on the local school district?
No, nor the fire.
Okay, nor the fire. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Does staff have any questions?
If I may, there was a question when it was brought forward as a minor about wetlands. Did we cover that in the questions? Are wetlands delineated and shown on the subdivision?
There are no wetlands on the site. You can see that it's prior converted. I mean, it's been used for farming.
That answers the question. Thank you.
Did you have anything?
Yeah, just one question for staff. Since it sounds like we have all agency approvals, can it be preliminary and final?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I had. All right.
Do we need to ask about the access road? Is there a joint or a,
well,
an agreement with?
We can. I was wondering, because it's been in existence for 40 years, but it's worth asking, is there any kind of maintenance agreement?
None that I could find. I know that right now the construction company is maintaining it because they're the roughest use of it.
Well, I'll circle back around. Would you be willing to put a maintenance agreement on that road?
Sure.
I think it would probably be good for everyone in the end.
Okay. Would that be on the plan?
It would just be an agreement that you would draft with the people that live there now, mm-hmm. and then what you would expect of the person that potentially could buy this.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody might get along right now, but something changes.
Yeah, you never know.
Or Christiana moves out and they don't take care of the road, then everybody might be arguing who's going to take care of it. That's just to protect everyone.
Okay, so this has to be a document recorded with
yes,
the...
Yes, yeah, with the final plan.
Order deeds.
Be a general note on the plan.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of application number 2024-11, James Laughlin Subdivision? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Okay, there being none. Anybody else have any other questions on this?
No.
Okay. We'll close the hearing for 2024-11 James Laughlin Subdivision.